Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamar for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wheat for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out on a pitch way out of the strike zone. And the ball gets by Perkins, who chases it to the backstop. Noon reaches first on the wild pitch. There goes Fothergill. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noon. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Noon steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill scores. Noon moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitehill. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Galloway reaches second base with a double. There goes French trying to get to home. Fothergill throws the ball into McManus, who relays the ball to Woodall, who tags French, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Wheat throws the ball into Hale, who tags Gehringer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill bunts in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 1 in the game. Noon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manish scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Noon moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a pop-up towards short. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a fly ball towards right. French catches it and throws to first to double up Gehringer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Galloway strikes out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French, who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheat takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Noon. Wheat moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Sam Gray. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Galloway moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galloway tags and moves to third. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galloway tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Powers now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noon takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noon. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wheat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Galloway hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodall hits a fly ball towards center. Lamar settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lamar. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodall. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Ike Powers. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Ty Cobb pinch hits for Max Bishop. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hale strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.